We all need encouragement at some point in time, whether it's for personal motivation, comfort, or reflection. An encouraging word can offer hope, inspiration, or a new perspective. Each week, we will explore biblical passages that will encourage and remind us of God's love, faithfulness, greatness, and sovereignty in our lives. So, let's start the week off right. I'm your podcast host, Drea, and you're now listening to Divine Exhortations.
Hey, friend, and happy Monday, October 18th. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. I must say the weather here in Ontario has been so beautiful. It's been so warm, and this is my favorite time of the year, y'all, where the leaves start to change color. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just perfect. And so I'm just grateful for this autumn season. God has been good to us. As always, thank you for tuning in to Divine Exhortations with Drea. As you are all aware, this entire season is dedicated to my friends coming on the podcast and sharing a word with you each and every Monday. I have another amazing friend. She is beautiful inside and out. She's humble, she's sweet, and she is my sister in the Lord. And I'm so happy that she has joined me today. Tanya Green, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you so much, Andrea. I'm doing well. How are you?
Wow, I'm actually doing good. I'm doing good.
That's good.
Awesome. So once again, just thank you for coming on the platform to encourage someone today. And before we get into your word, could you just briefly share your experience on coming to know the Lord?
Yes, I can. And quickly, I just want to say thank you so much for just having me here, Andrea. I appreciate you for just inviting me on, for trusting me with your platform. And I just pray somebody's blessed out of this. So me coming to know the Lord, you know what? A lot of us commonly, our parents brought us to church when we were young children. And that happened with me too. However, when my parents were very, very young, when I was very, very young, my parents separated and I grew up with my mom. She was a single mom in the 90s, a typical story. And unfortunately, though, what's not typical is that she had bipolar disorder. And she had very difficult, very serious manic episodes. And it came to a point in 2001 that her manic episodes were getting so bad that the children had to go and live with their fathers, and we couldn't stay with her as a single mother anymore. So it was a tumultuous and a transitional period of my life when I was 11 years old and I went to live from my single mom to my single dad. Lots of changes and lots of transitions, and it was difficult. But one thing that my dad did do that I forever am grateful for is that he brought me to church. He brought me to the church that he was attending. And at 11 years old and my 12th birthday passed, 12 years old, I was visiting with my father, this assembly. Those days I didn't have the Holy Ghost. I was actually scared when people started, you know, worshiping and speaking in tongues because I didn't understand. But all I know is that when the altar call was happening and I walked up from my seat, I was crying and I couldn't explain why. And I just felt a serious call from God for my life. I couldn't explain it. I couldn't put words on it. Now that I look back, I guess I was feeling convicted and I was feeling God pulling me and calling me. And I just said, okay, yes, Lord. I got baptized in December of 2001 and I haven't been perfect, but I'm glad that he's kept me. It's about to be 20 years I've been saved, and I just give God thanks. He rescued my life.
Amazing. Wow. That's incredible. And thank you so much for sharing that.
Definitely. Awesome.
Okay, so I will now hand over to you. And yeah, the mic is yours.
Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you for having me here. I truly honor you, Drea, and I'm just blessed to be here tonight.
Aw, thank you.
Definitely. And so the topic, what I'm going to be speaking about tonight, the topic on my heart, really, it's don't forget his mercy. Mm. Don't forget his mercy. And I'll just read a scripture to open up very quickly from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 20. In this passage, it's a parable that Jesus was telling about the kingdom. And it's actually the parable, the story of the prodigal son. And at this point, in this verse, the prodigal son was on his way home. And Luke 15, verse 20 says, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." Mm. Again, it says, when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. And again, the topic tonight is don't forget his mercy. His mercies never fail towards his children. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell a little testimony and really about why this topic came to my heart so strongly to share tonight. So a few months ago, as many of you know, or you know for sure, Drea, I have three little children, very little.
Yeah.
Very interesting season of my life. Parenting comes with such a host of challenges, but I'm thankful for everything because it's all a place to learn. It's tough sometimes, but it's a place to learn, you know?
Right.
So a few months ago, my son was demonstrating some troubling behavior. And it was really really upsetting for me, truly. Also probably mixed in with the difficulty of that season is that I was pregnant. So it was the stress of the behavior, the stress of the pregnancy, and probably a couple other factors. But the behavior was, it was enough to get me upset. It was enough to get me concerned. And it wasn't just a one-day thing. It was continuing. A couple weeks, I noticed. And I had experienced some mom guilt at that time. And I felt that, you know, as a mother, how mom guilt might kick in sometimes. Your child might demonstrate a behavior and you're thinking in your head, I wonder what I did to cause this.
Yes, you know? Definitely.
I wonder what I did to cause this. And now, you know, we're so conscious about trauma in this season and on social media. It's such a big topic. Yes. And we're aware of how much trauma has been inflicted on us by our parents unknowingly. And at the same time, how much trauma we might inflict on our own children, not intentionally, but it happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling some mom guilt. And really mom guilt is truly just condemnation, self-condemnation wrapped up with a pretty term. but I felt honestly that I couldn't or shouldn't maybe ask God for help. I felt that I maybe didn't have a right to ask God for help if in fact the behavior is caused by something that I did, or maybe that myself and my husband did, you know. Not exactly sure what's causing the behavior, but just feeling like maybe I was too harsh one day or not harsh enough, and it led to this, and now it's blowing up, and I don't really know what to do, but I also don't really feel like I can go to God with it. Like, I kind of felt that people will say this type of make your bed and lie in it mentality, and I think I was struggling with that then, you know, and a lot of people do, a lot of Christians do. It's real, you know, in some situations, we get into things, we cause issues, and we do have to deal with it, but that still does not mean that God is not willing to help us through even a difficult situation that we have brought ourselves into. Right. So in that season, I was stressing and I began to worry. I began to wonder, is this behavior ever going to end? Mm-hmm. Are things ever going to get better? What's going to happen if he gets older behaving like this? Worry started to take my head. And one day the worry, it was like a worry attack. Maybe I should say anxiety attack, because I felt very pressured, stressed and concerned and overall worried. I was standing up just one day in my home thinking about the situation. And God interrupted my thoughts. And I love when he does this. And I'm so thankful he interrupted my thoughts and he spoke to me. And he said to me, "You worry because you forget that I am merciful." Mm. He said, "You worry because you forget, Tanya, that I am merciful." And now remember, I said before, I didn't know how to pray about this situation or right. to ask God for help because I felt guilty. But yeah. when God spoke that word to me, it gave me such a release because I realized even if I'm guilty, even if I did something wrong, ultimately that caused this, God in his mercy can still help me. God in his mercy is still willing to help me through this situation. So many times we as Christians, we mess up. Okay, we're human. We're in the flesh. We act out so many times, all the mm-hmm. time. We end up in messes. And this might seem like a little situation, my son with a troubling behavior. And as simple as it may seem, it was big for me a couple months ago. And honestly, as parents, our children's behavior is so big to us.
Oh, yeah.
But as simple as that situation may seem, this and God's mercy is still effective and can be evident and can be demonstrated in every aspect of our lives, even in the bigger and maybe uglier, quote unquote, uglier things that people may not be so gracious about, you know? So when he spoke that word to me, "You worry because you forget that I'm merciful," immediately I had a sigh of relief. I let out some tears. And I just wept and I just started to thank God for seeing me where I am. I repented and I'm like, "God, I know I'm imperfect. I have moments of anger, moments, so many things as a mother. And just help me, God." I just was able to ask him, "In your mercy, Lord, help me to understand how to navigate this, how to love my child through this and how to yeah. navigate this season and this difficulty." Because he reminded me that he is merciful. And I thank God for that day that he spoke that word to me. It changed my perspective about a lot of things in life and a lot of things that we feel are not going right, are not working out, or not looking like maybe society says it should look like, or certain right. church circles says it should look like. Sometimes situations just don't look good. They're not right. And yes, a lot of the time they're our own doing, or maybe our parents doing, whoever it is. But at the end of the day, God is just helping me to realize it's not about the blame game. Like, come to me. I'm merciful. I got you, you know? And it definitely changed everything for me. Every now and then, I still find myself worrying here and there. And yeah. I wrote this message on my wall so that I can remember to look up to it and remember what God told me. Remember, like, don't be wallowing in worry. Don't be wallowing in worry when I can go to God, ask him in his mercy, repent, of course, repentant. Ask him in his mercy for help, for direction, for grace. And he will give it. He will help me through because yes. that's who he is. He is merciful. And all over the Psalms, it talks about God being merciful. Oh my goodness, all over the
yes.
Psalms.
Yes.
But Psalm 116, verse 5, I'll read it right now. It says, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful." It's part of his nature, you know, Drea, it's who he is.
Yeah.
It's part of his character. It's not just about something that he does or something that he gives. It's literally who he is merciful. So let me quickly define mercy. Very simply, it's God's tenderhearted, loving compassion for his people. His mercy, it's literally birthed out of his love for us. And being merciful is who he is. Mm. With God's mercy, we don't get what we deserve. We get so much better.
Yes. You know?
Because of his mercy, we don't get what we deserve. We get so much better. But what happens sometimes, I guess, because of condemnation or because of maybe some judgmentalness or misunderstanding of his mercy, we forget that mercy is actually guilty. Mercy is not for someone who didn't make a mistake. Mercy is for the person who messed up.
Right.
And mercy says, "I'm going to not give you what you deserve. I'm going to deliver you instead. I'm going to let you walk free instead. Or I'm going to give you a much lesser sentence than you should have had instead. You
right.
That is what God's mercy does for us. And if only we would remember that God is merciful, we would operate so differently on a personal level. First of all, with ourselves, we wouldn't be scared to go to God when we mess up. We would run quickly to God because we would remember that our Heavenly Father is going to respond to us in mercy, just like the prodigal's father responded to him when he saw his son coming back home. The father ran to his son. The father had compassion on him because he loved him, of course. And in the scripture, compassion and mercy are sometimes used interchangeably. Yeah. So the father had compassion on him. He ran to his son. He fell on his neck. He kissed him. I can imagine him saying, "Come here. I miss you. I love you. I'm so glad that you're home." And we need to remember who our God is in difficult situations. It's truly a plan of the enemy for us to stay in the place of worry and fear and confusion about our situation. Because when we're worrying, we're not really looking up to God who has the solution. We're looking at ourselves and the situation and how difficult it is. Only the enemy wants us to stay there. Right. God wants us to look up to him in faith, look up to him, remembering that he's merciful, that even if I messed up, even if I sinned, I have an advocate with the Father. Even if I made a mess, like there's therefore now no condemnation, I'm going to repent. I'm going to confess sin is sin. We're not going to cover it or act like sin is okay, but we are going to run to the Father and ask him for his help because we know that he will be merciful and help us if we come to him and if we ask him.
Amen.
Amen. So that day when God spoke that word to me, just going back to my testimony, I'm telling you, the release that I experienced was so divine and so beautiful because especially as parents too, we carry such heavy weight, I think, for our children. When we see behaviors that we don't like, we wonder about ourselves. We think about our parents and how they parented us.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
All these traumas, all these experiences. But God is so much bigger than our trauma. God is so much bigger than our error, Drea. That's the thing. He's bigger than our error. He knows that we're flesh. Yeah. Our righteousness is literally as filthy rags before him. He knows that we're going to make a hot mess out of just about everything. He has a plan in mercy already, you know? And it's not something new that he's doing. Like the scripture says, I believe in Revelation 13:8, it says, the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. He knew that he would have to send Jesus the Christ for man's redemption because man would make a mess and he would have to clean it up in his mercy. You know, so he's been delivering us and been freeing us and been taking care and been helping us out of our messes since the foundation of the world. And he's not going to stop because he loves us and because his nature, his very nature is merciful. So really, I just want to encourage saints anywhere, everywhere, that whatever you're dealing with and wherever you may be, whatever difficulty you may be facing or situation that may be before you, self-inflicted or not, learn to run to the Father quickly instead of wasting time worrying, wasting time outside of his presence, wasting time feeling like you can't even look up to the sky because he's going to be glaring down at you. He's going to be like the prodigal's father, like you know, when you're looking afar off and you're shading your eyes trying to see, squint, is that my kid coming? The Father is waiting for you to come back. Just run back to me. I got you. I have your robe. I have everything in place for you. You don't have to come back and be a hired servant in my house, like the prodigal's father was saying. He wasn't going to accept the prodigal as a hired servant. He was bringing the prodigal back as his son in his rightful place, regardless of the mess that he made, because he's merciful. And so I just want to encourage someone, like, don't waste any more time outside of the presence of God. Amen. No matter what the issue is, you made a mess. God knows it, as long as you can acknowledge it, because God is not about the pride.
No,
he's not about the pride.
Not
he's
all.
Not about the trying to act like you didn't sin if you did sin. Confess literally means to say the same as. Confess your sin. Call it a sin. Let it be known. Parents struggle. Truly, we do struggle. And I think when you become a parent, you realize so much that's unresolved from your childhood comes up. And yes, there's trauma, but yes, because of trauma, we have sinful habits and sin. We have a sinful nature, but we have sinful ways of doing things and dealing with things. And thanks be to God and his mercy, he doesn't just get rid of us all, but he takes the time with us. And the more time that we take with him in relationship with him, we come to understand him as Father, and we come to understand him as loving and as merciful and as someone and as God who helps in a difficult time and doesn't just push us aside and kick us out of the way because we messed up and because we did it over and over. So, when we come to God about our difficult situations and we're truly repentant with a surrendered heart, like, God, I need your help. I don't know what to do. I'm coming and I'm asking in your mercy. We can trust 100% that he's going to hear us and that he is going to help us, because that is who he is. One more thing that I want to say is that when Jesus was walking this earth, Jesus Christ was God in flesh. Everything that Jesus did for the people was in mercy, because not one soul deserved a healing, deserved a deliverance, deserved anything that Jesus did. Jesus was like mercy walking.
Yes.
He was the mercy of God 100%. Walking around, you know? And the thing is that the Jews had an understanding of mercy. Often when people came to Jesus asking for a miracle, they said, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy, have mercy." I realized that in the text, and I thought about why did the Jews say things like that? Because Christians today, we don't necessarily probably pray like that. You know, we kind of come, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and in Jesus' name I come." And we have every right to come boldly, as the scripture says in Hebrews 4, I believe 16. We have every right to come boldly to the throne of grace to ask for mercy, to obtain mercy, to ask for grace, to help in time of need. So we have every right to come boldly, but the Jews understood mercy. And I believe that stems from just the Old Testament and an understanding of the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant, and the mercy seat was above the Ark. And in Exodus, in the book of Exodus, actually, Exodus 25, it states briefly, I'll just read it for your hearing.
Yeah.
It says, "You shall put the mercy seat on top of the Ark, and in the Ark you shall put the testimony or the covenant, which I will give you. There I will meet with you from above the mercy seat." And it goes on to say, "I will speak with you intimately there." So that's the amplified version of Exodus 25. God meets his people from a place of mercy. He's been doing it from way back when, and he will continue to do it because that's his nature, because he loves us. That's who he is. And he knows that we need it.
We do.
That too. And so, yes, I just pray that someone is encouraged on when you hear this episode, to know that God is not too angry at you about your situation, that he refuses to be merciful to you. Romans 3 verses 22 to 23 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not."
They fail not. That's right.
They don't stop. They never end. They don't miss a beat. Scripture says they are new every morning. Every single morning. We can count on his faithfulness. We can count on his mercy. We can count on his grace. We can count on him to be who he is. And so we should meet him there. He's meeting us at the place of mercy. We should meet him there in humility, boldly, and still humble, asking for his help, surrendering to his way, yielding to him, because he really has the best way out for us.
He does.
Or if it's through, whether it's out of the situation, through the situation, he's handling it and he's covering us and he's helping us. It's best to just run to him, take the help with his mercy. He won't fail us. He won't fail us.
Amen.
Because it's his nature. That's all I have for today.
Thank you so much. Honestly, what a beautiful encouragement today. And I just want to say thank you for sharing your heart. Thank you for sharing your testimony and your experience and just this word of just God's mercy. And I think you really hit the nail on the head with that, right? A lot of times, and I can just think about just how I have reacted to God in certain mm-hmm. situations where the shame, the disappointment in myself, you know what I mean? All that's kind of like coupled with, you know, just how I'm feeling in my raw emotions. And then I don't want to go to him, or I prolong coming to him. Right. And, you know, so just like this reminder of just letting us know, like, listen, it doesn't matter how far you've gotten in your situation or your difficulty. His mercy really is everlasting. It's like a flowing well of water that just keeps springing. It doesn't stop. It never runs dry. Yes, and so today, I'm just encouraging everyone who's listening, like, run to him, like, go to that well, go to his mercy seat, right? He will definitely meet you there. So Tanya, thank you so much, because my heart just feels so full just for hearing that. And so thank you once again for that reminder.
Thank you, Lord. Definitely. Thanks be to God. He's merciful.
Yes, he is. So can you do us the honor and then just close this episode out in prayer, please?
Yes, definitely. Father, I just have to take a moment to just say thank you. We discussed your mercy on this episode, and I'm in awe, a little speechless. There's nothing that we can do that can separate us from your love. There's nothing that we can do that can stop you from being who you are. And I just want to say thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being merciful unto us, oh God, for looking past our faults, Jesus, for seeing our need and for meeting our need in the way that only you can, Father. And now I pray in the name of Jesus that every listener of this podcast episode, oh God, just remind them of who you are, remind them that you're merciful, remind them that you're the Father who, when they come, broken as they might be, in a tough situation as they might be, and messy as they might be, when they come to you in your mercy, you're ready to forgive, you're ready to heal, you're ready to deliver, you're ready to help, and you're ready to restore, because that's who you are and because that's what you do. Your mercy, you give it, and we don't deserve it, and all we can do is say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for not changing based on what we do, for not changing based on the errors that we make, Father God, but for just staying true to who you are and for allowing us to come into contact with you. Help us to know that nothing blocks our relationship with you. The blood of Jesus Christ has washed our slate clean, and it does it again and again, over and over. And we have every right to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to get help for the time of need. Encourage your people's hearts on this day in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And whenever they might be hearing this podcast, whether it's today on the 18th, whether it's next month, next year, whenever it may be, encourage their hearts, oh God, and remind them not to worry and wallow in a difficult situation, even when they messed up, because you're merciful, God. You're willing to forgive, you're willing to restore, you're willing to help, and you're willing to save in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say once again, thank you for who you are, God. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pray this exhortation has inspired you to act on God's word, challenged you to believe what his word says, and encouraged you to put your confidence in him. With that being said, have a blessed week, everyone. Much love and many blessings. Bye.
Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I believe you were inspired, challenged, and encouraged today. Because of that, don't keep it to yourself. Share this podcast with a friend, a family member, even a coworker. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. I really feel so special. Let's do this again. See you next Monday.